Greetings, noble viewers, and welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Today we journey into the realm of animals with Carol Gurney, a noted telepathic animal communicator, author, and founder of the U.S.-based Gurney Institute of Animal Communication, to learn about their marvelous ways of expressing their thoughts and feelings. Many of us have a deep desire to understand animals and feel it would be wonderful if we could speak to them directly, just as we do with humans. We could ask them about their favorite foods, the state of their lives, and how they perceive the world around us. Carol Gurney has spent the past 23 years interacting with our fellow beings on a deep level and teaching others to do so as well. In addition to conducting private consultations and workshops, she has appeared in many publications and on radio and TV shows in the United States. Ms. Gurney is the author of The Language of Animals, 7 Steps to Communicating with Animals. She first learned of telepathic animal communication after her beloved feline friend, who had been with her for 16 years, suddenly began to behave in a way she had never seen before.
This was in 1980. My cat was having problems, and she was soiling around the house. And so I brought Soleil to the vets. And at the end of the night, when I picked her up, he said, "You know, Carol, I can't find anything physically wrong with her. I think it's emotional. And there are people that communicate with animals, and I suggest you look one of them up." And so he gave me 3 names of people that were doing this back in 1980. And I called Penelope Smith, asked her what was going on with my cat. And when she came in, she said, "Your cat's sawing around the house because there's a lot of tension between you and your husband. And what your cat is trying to do is to ground the territory, keep things really calm."
Overwhelmed by the amazingly accurate results of her consultation with Miss Smith, and touched by the loving, sweet intention of her cat companion, Carol Gurney then desired to look more deeply into the nature of communicating inside with animals.
I took a workshop with Penelope, and I thought, if I could hear the animals, if there was a way that I would know what they were feeling or know what they were thinking, it would be my dream come true.
However, it wasn't until 2 years later, when Miss Gurney met her close friend Talani, the horse, that she really learned to tune into animals through profound heart-to-heart connections.
I found my horse, Talani, and my life totally changed after meeting him. When I was with him, I felt different. I felt more peaceful. I felt more quiet. I felt more relaxed. And so after I would ride him, I would take a chair and just sit in the corral with him, because I liked the feeling that was happening to me, and I liked just being with him because he was the only one that kind of brought that feeling together for me. And basically, after sitting with him day after day after day, it was really a concept he shared with me that he said, if you want to communicate with animals, you need to do it like from your heart. And that's where I started.
So how exactly can we communicate from the heart? Are we really able to understand one another without using language?
See, animals experience the same range of emotions that we do. They can be confused, disappointed, they can grieve, they can feel blissful, loving. I mean, all of them. There is no difference. The only difference is they happen to be in a different body, and they happen to speak a different language. It doesn't happen with the mouth moving and the voice coming out. Their language happens with images, feelings, thoughts. They can share physical sensations that they're experiencing in their body. They can share their spiritual beliefs. We know that we're all spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional beings. And in the middle sits the heart. And the heart, if you communicate from the center, it's privy to all of this information about the physical, about the spiritual, emotional, and mental.
In order to tune into this fascinating way of communicating, Miss Gurney says we first have to learn to be good listeners, and then everything else will come naturally.
We process 40,000 thoughts a day. So we're busy, busy, busy all the time. So when an animal tries to ring us up on the telephone, if we were to compare ourselves to a telephone, what they usually get is a busy signal. because we're on the phone all day long. So it's really important for us to be quiet, get off the phone so that they can reach us and so we can hear their conversation. This is something that you really have to practice. Just like if I wanted to speak Italian, I would have to take classes and classes and practice until I could communicate fluently. So the same thing happens. Mm-hmm. Animal communication is easier, but we can make it more challenging and difficult depending on what's going on in our mind if we interfere, because we're so activity oriented. It gets in the way for us.
We'll be right back with more inspiring words from Ms. Carol Gurney. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. As we continue our engaging interview with Carol Gurney from the USA, a noted telepathic animal communicator, author, and founder of the Gurney Institute of Animal Communication. Animals talk with us from time to time, and their messages come directly into our hearts, but most of us are not concentrated and thus cannot perceive them.
The techniques, we're born with them. So say, for instance, a parent has to become so still and so in tune with their baby to know what is that baby feeling. What does she need right now? What is she trying to tell me? What are the needs there? Parents develop that. So they get to know what their child needs before they can actually speak English or Italian or French, whatever. At a ranch, and I was standing at the arena, and the woman that owned the ranch had her trainer ride the horse. So I was just watching the trainer ride, and as the horse approached where I was standing, I heard him say, "I want my person to ride me. Why isn't she?" I didn't know the answer, so I told the horse I didn't know, but I would find out for him and then tell him. Well, after the trainer was finished, I was back in the tack room. And Cheryl, the person who owned the ranch, and that was her horse, she came up to me and she said, "You know, Carol, I think I'm going to start riding my horse again." And I looked at her and I said, "Ooh, and I bet you think that that's your own thought." And she looked at me really strange-like and she said, "Well, yeah, who else could it be?" I said, "Your horse told you that because he told me the same thing."
What is receiving a message from an animal like? Ms. Gurney now explains.
When people actually get the information, it actually feels like you're talking to yourself. That's how the communication a lot of times feels. And people, they'll say, "I feel like I'm making it up." So that's why it's like kind of unbelievable in the beginning. That's why you need that validation.
Indeed, animals are our family and always deserve to be treated with the same love and respect that we give to our other loved ones. They have truly deep emotions and attachments to others, both human and animal.
This was about a horse who had developed narcolepsy. That means standing up and they fall asleep and they crash to the ground. And he wouldn't let anybody in the corral. He was doing this for 2 weeks. I went up there as an emergency. And as I was approaching the horse, I started feeling very sad, depressed, overwhelmed by grief. And I heard the horse say, in a thought, "I don't want to live anymore. There's no reason to live anymore." And then he showed me an image of a mare. And he said, "Where is she? Where is she?" So I turned to his person, Denny, and I said, "Denny, this is what he's feeling. He's showing me this image. Who is this mare?" She turned to her friend. She said, "Oh my gosh, Carol, that was his best friend, Delight." So what I did then in order to help him was I first told him the truth. I said, I'm so sorry that you didn't have a chance to say goodbye to her. They felt that she was in a lot of pain, she was sick, and it was time for her to leave her body. So they have let her go into spirit form. And so I told him the truth of the situation. He shared with me where he was hurting on his body. And I also told him, I said, I think that you have a lot to live for. I know you've taught your person a lot, and I know you've enriched her life, and I'm going to have her sit down and talk to you about the specifics of that. And so I told the gals that. She sat down, and she talked to Timmy. I said, but you got to be specific. How has he changed your life? How has he enriched your life? She sat down, talked to him, and told him that he had much more to teach her, you know? And overnight, no narcolepsy, stopped the charging. That to me is unbelievable, in that it amazes me how fast animals can change.
Our deep thanks, Ms. Carol Gurney, for helping animals convey their important messages to humans so that we can better understand and appreciate these beautiful, selfless, loving beings who share our earthly home. For more details on Carol Gurney, please visit www.gurneyinstitute.com. The Language of Animals, 7 Steps to Communicating with Animals, and other media by Ms. Gurney are available at the same website. Please join us again tomorrow on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for the conclusion of our fascinating interview with Carol Gurney. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May our lives be filled with heavenly inspiration and wonder.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.